dragon. I like it.
Well, shit. December's coming. What are y'all doing? We're throwing a party. Yes, our day is back this time around this year. It's on the 20th of December. And guys, girlies, you do not want to miss this one. We're back with a new venue, Rehab Beach Club. New date, 20th December, same time, 5 p.m. And this time around, we're giving you three special DJs. We've got DJ Nate, Official Kwame, who's also going to be emceeing, and Wellbe. Yes, we're giving you a Y2K party like never before. We're taking it back to the roots. And this time around, listen, we want you to step it up. Yes, we're giving away a prize to the best dressed. Pull up in your Y2K looks. Dress to kill, but with a class. Catch that reference. Look, this year's Our Day Party is going to be so much fun. We've got games, and we're in the mood to give away things. So come with a good time. And you will not be disappointed. We're having a ball. We're having a party. We're having a good, good time. Merry Christmas in advance. Tickets in the link in our bio. See you on the 20th of December. And listen, our 5 p.m. is our 5 p.m. Be there or be squared. Obinka said 24th Kowukurum. Why we share we live in Nia Brabwa Wubo? Ubeto potting bag, now would you win Yama Shemu? Ubeto crashing, now I could eat from you. Welcome, people, to another exciting episode of the Sincerely Your Crowd podcast. Yes, so. Oh, my goodness. It is another one. It's another one. We're back. And look, December is here. What are your plans? What are you getting into? Which events are going to see your face? Which events are going to take your money? And for those of you staying at home, why? You better always have a budget for Christmas, even if it's just to visit a friend. You know that there are friends of yours that's muko mufia, komu endemo. The drinks will flow, you know, if you need to be flow. In smooth strategy, na mufa mbobra, because mutsi nefi be bria, drink. Look, y'all really need to romanticize your life this December. Find something and do. Get busy. Listen to Shampoo and get busy. Anyway, guys, welcome to another exciting episode of the Sincerely Your Crowd podcast. My name is Joseph Inti, and I am the host of this podcast. As you know, yeah, I want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. Yes. And also give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the GCR network. And everybody knows it is the number one podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. Exactly. I'm never gonna fail you. Okay, guys, look, top of it all, let's get into the episode. It's time for us to talk about what has been trending. But welcome back. I have missed you, and I know you've missed me too, and it's another exciting episode. And so, you know what, we're gonna delve into things, and we're gonna have a really good and fruitful episode. I want to encourage you, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, stick and stay to the very end, because you're going to give us a rating on the Apple Podcast app. Yes. And let me just tell you, to be forewarned is to be foretold. If you don't have anything but aside good things to say, if you don't have anything but 5 stars for us, keep your rating, because we are the ish. No. That's what it is. Yeah. Oh, I had my hand time. Yeah, they are hand time now. My son, yeah. And so it is what it is. Welcome to the podcast, people. Let's get into what is trending.
Sexy, and mommy so sexy, and mommy so sexy, and mommy so sexy. What's some more, and care, ooh, she got a body, yeah, she got a body, ate up, the baby bumpy, she keep moving like a Macarena. Ooh, she got a body, yeah, she got a body, ate up, the baby bumpy, she keep moving like a Macarena. And I ain't never seen a dime like this. Bad bitch, that's fat. Lil mama kinda got that dip.
right, look, I have decided, I haven't even spoken to Kwame Abbott, I've decided that I'm no longer going to give you guys the Lumba updates. I'm tired. I was on the internet and I think I saw there was like some fighting going on in the courtroom, and I was like, you know what? This thing has just become something else. It's just become something else. Charles Kojofosu, the late great icon. I mean, I keep saying he sang songs, you know, he did all that he could have done, you know? So honestly, I saw it and I was like, this has become so messy. It's hard to keep up. Honestly, right before I started recording, I actually saw that they said their courts has ruled that the first marriage between Daddy Lumba and Akusha Sewa, the wife who was in Germany, they don't recognize it. And it was just a lot of hullabaloo. I'm just going to leave it where it is. If any of you is interested, you know what to do. Just Google and you see. When they finally announce the funeral, we will see. There's no way the funeral will happen that we will not see. Even if you don't know when it happens, the day it happens, you'll be made aware. Because we be a best so. What you see? Social media best so. People will pull up and we'll have stories and things. So you know what? I'm going to just bow out of following this case. It has been longer, stressful to follow. So windy. Listen, rampant zone, pull fan of home. So let's just move on. I want to give a quick shout out to Molly, who, she won Hits Maker of the Year 2025 at Billboard African Power Players event in South Africa. I saw she was there. Kudos to you, girl. Buddy Go is doing very well. You know, Molly released Body Girl with Tyler and it has generated significant streaming and chart success, including over 4 million streams on Spotify, and it has reached number 29 on the Billboard Rhythmic Airplay charts. Listen, it's literally set a record for the biggest opening day for a Ghanaian song on Spotify with over, 429,109 streams on its first day. Molly is doing the big thing, guys. Molly is doing it. She also has a song with Ciara and Oxlade. Ciara featured the two of them. It's called Nice and Sweet. And you know, there's a new challenge for Body Girl. You know, Body Girl started with this dance and like you do the face to that, you know, and all of a sudden I see she went to America, she came back. There's a new challenge. And you know, the TikTok people are the girly pops on TikTok are really picking up the song. So shout out to you, Molly, for doing what you need to do. Big, big, big props to that. I also want to give big props to Amaray. Okay, y'all saw the FTY music video. Amaray was literally harnessed to the Black Star Square, the Black Star in the Black Star Square. Shout out to my friend Kobe Udu, who was like director of movements. Basically, I said like, I started the Amano, all my inputs. So shout out to you. But Amaray is also having a concert in December. I think it's 18th December. 18th December. You guys check it out. You know, get tickets. I know I'm going to endeavor to be there because we really need to get into this album. Live, baby. Get into it. I really want to see what she's going to do for like the live arrangements of some of the songs. You know, I'm really interested. Amaray, the video really looked good. I think Amaray is really like evolving in a very different way. And so I'm excited to see what she has for us. Okay. Now listen, the next thing that I know everybody, it's everywhere, is this whole Burna Boy mess. And this news story and how it's developing, I don't even know what to believe because a lot of it, at this point, a lot of it is becoming hearsay and I just didn't even know where to go to get proof. You know what I mean? But anyway, so Burna Boy had a concert. I think he's doing an American tour, North American tour or something like that. He had a concert in Denver. I watched a video of a lady that said she was there, allegedly. We don't even know. You know the way the internet is, I can literally do a video and say I was there. Why not be challenging me? But she says, this was getting towards the end of the show. Burna Boy had told them that he was not well, but he was really pushing through. And so towards the end of the show, he noticed that there was a couple in front and the girl was sleeping. Okay. And his whole argument was like, I'm literally killing myself to give you guys the best of best. I'm sick and you're here sleeping on my show. You know, get out. If you don't leave, I'm not continuing. So kind of like holds up the whole show. And now everybody's forced to kind of participate in like this bullying. You know what I mean? And this is not the first time we've seen something like this. You know, in the past, Burna Boy has complained, like, if you're not going to dance, move, go out or go home. We've seen some of these things, you know, and in the wake of all of this happening, let me tell you how the internet, you know, here's the thing. Everybody everywhere, even me included, everybody everywhere that is like has some kind of online presence or whatever, right? You might be there. You think, oh, you know what? I'm just existing. I'm doing what I'm doing. I don't have any haters or whatever. Look, people are waiting for you to slip up. People are waiting for something to happen and they'll say, oh, I always knew there was something funny about him. I always knew there was a reason why I didn't like him. It will come out of the woodworks. And this is what is happening. You know, I mean, for Burna Boy, he's giving people a lot of reason. It's not even now. Burna Boy, it goes way back. You know, how he's treated people at his concerts in Nigeria, his response to certain things. It goes way back. So there are people waiting. but like almost a lie that they are ready. You know what I mean? And so with all of this happening, there's been a lot of news about cancellation of the shows. There's been videos I've seen where they said they're like, people didn't buy tickets. Well, they are alleging that the shows were canceled because of low ticket sales. And I also saw a tweet that was saying he had fired his mother, allegedly. Cause you know, with all of this going on, him like kicking people out of his shows and stuff like that, I've often wondered, because we've seen Burna Boy's mother and we know how present she is. We know how she's a tough lady. You know what I mean? And I just wondered, I was like, wait, where is his mom in all of this? Because his mom has always kind of been around and she kind of seems to be like this person that, like, you know, is the one that holds him to a certain, like, you know, standard. But I'm just wondering. So when I saw the tweets where they were like, oh, his mom, he's fired his mom, I was like, could that be the reason? And then somebody also posted an old clip where I think they were doing this interview. They were talking about Fela and stuff with his uncle or his grandfather or something like that. And then he literally walked out of the interview and said it was boring. He was tired. You know what I mean? And in that instance, his mom didn't check him. So I was like, maybe I'm just assuming that his mom checks him. But anyway, that is what is happening with Burna Boy. You know what I mean? We don't know. Let's see how it goes. Let's really see how it goes. But I just feel like, you know, he needs to do a little bit better with treating people that are in attendance to his shows better. Because look, if you're at a show and you see somebody sleeping, like, why is your first thought not even like, oh, has she passed out? Is she okay? You know? And it's like immediate, oh, you are sleeping. Get out of the show. You know what I mean? That just, I don't know, man. I don't know. So let's see. Will this be a defining moment in his career? Will he turn over a new leaf? Will he rebrand like Ashake and give us a new sound and come with a new kind of humility? I don't know. And even if he does, will we buy it? Because a lot of people have some angst against Burna Boy. But I am also very much aware that a lot of the hate online doesn't translate in real life. It does not. And Chris Brown is a typical example. He's selling out shows. Y'all cancel him online, but he's selling out shows. So I don't know. Let's see how it goes. I mean, there's this whole thing with, you know, Airy Medical and Shatawale. And from what I understand, Medical offered, was looking for a PRO. You know, public relations officer. And he was going to give this job to somebody, this lady called Ari. I think she works with the KSS studios. And Shatta was against it and came out and did a whole video saying all sorts of things. Apparently, Ari has said some things about Medical in the past. And so Shatta was against it, you know. And now Ari came out and it's also like saying she doesn't need it. And I'm like, you know how it goes. And now there's a whole back and forth. Shatta's like, he's going to find Medical a better PR role. He himself, he can do it. Like, you know, there's a whole back and forth. And all I can say to this is anything that comes out of that camp, like Medical, Shatawale, I'm always wondering how much of that is promo. No. That's just how I feel about it. And it's not like I don't know. I just wonder because, you know, December is coming. There's shows, there's demand. And it's like just creating hype around the brand. And so people were going to, I mean, you know what? Even as I'm saying this, I'm like, regardless of, Shatawale is somebody that regardless of drama, like if he's somewhere, people are going to want to be there. So I don't know. But at the same time, I'm also saying this and I'm like, because the brand is also closely tied into like all of these things, maybe that's why people always want to see him. No, but Shatta is like generally loved. I keep saying that if there's anybody that was to like form a revolution in Ghana and get people to change their minds about something, it's Shatta Wale that I have to convince first. Because when Shatta moves, like people move. Like, you know what I mean? That story, I'm not really clear on it, you know, but I've seen it. So Ari didn't get hired. She went and she was on Kuja Sheldon's show and, you know, she was talking big shit. You know, she was talking her shit. Basically, I don't really need that job, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? And it is what it is. And by the way, speaking about Medical, I forgot to talk about the fact that Medical and Easy have a child, you know? Oh my goodness. I had something to say about the child's name. Guys, hold on. I can't believe I actually forgot the name of the child. So Medical's first daughter is called Island Frimpong, right? And I think the son is called Space. Yeah. So his daughter with Fela Makafui is Island Frimpong and his son with Easy is Space. And, you know, I find it very interesting that our celebrities are like starting to name their children like the way the American celebrities name their children. You know what I mean? Beyonce has Blue. Kim Kardashian has North. You know, is it Elon Musk that has named his child after a formula? I don't even know how to pronounce it. You know, American stars, they give all these kind of like quirky names because the truth of the matter is that with the way royalties and things are set up, they probably don't have to apply for a job in their life. So nobody really cares what their name is and what it looks like on a CV and whether they'll be racially profile. You know what I mean? And it's seeping into the Ghanaian celebrity culture, because island frimpong and space frimpong. Interesting. You know what I mean? Interesting. But I also, that whole link up was just very interesting for me. I was like, wow, medical and Easy. Cause you know, Easy's like kind of like disappeared. We've not really heard from her. And then the next thing is like, she's medical's baby mother now. Interesting. Hey, congratulations to you guys. Let us talk a little bit about the Grammy snubs. You remember I told you that Shatta Wale had submitted his song to the Grammys, and I told you the song was like him, like literally like singing. You know, it was kind of like, and I told you that I felt like the way the whole thing was arranged, is it really gave like, oh, we are putting this song together for international what's it called, attention, you know. And yeah, the song did not get selected. It didn't. Shatta is not the only one. Molly's Shake It to the Max did not get selected either, you know. And you know the funny thing though, I was reading this thing that Mr. Meister put out, which was explaining why. So apparently, Shake It to the Max, the remix with Shenseea and Skilly Bang. So it's like, they didn't pick it because it's a remix. But it's like, there's also proof that other songs that are remixes have literally been nominated for Grammys before. So it's like, what is going on? You know, what is really going on? Yeah. So Molly got snubbed. Also, Black Sherif got snubbed, you know. And by now, you know we're about to talk to him on this show. I asked them about, you know, whether they submitted the Grammys, and they did. And, you know, they got snubbed. So it's just a very interesting Grammy period. But you know who didn't get snubbed? Miss Tyler, baby. Tyler is on there, baby. Somebody tweeted and said, Tyler Crow, with song she didn't make wear every day, she be Grammy nominated. Don't come on my pigeon. But like, yeah. Best African Music Performance category, Love by Burna Boy, With You by Davido, Baby the Weather is getting, you know, Hope and Love by Eddie Kenzo and Meran Martin, Gimme That by Ira Star and Wizkid, you know, Maybe Gimme That Love, that's the Diallo, Diallo. People, you know, they came on the fire for that, because Diallo is literally the story about this man, I think Ahmad Diallo something, who was wrongfully killed by the American police in like in the 90s or something like that. Yeah. And they were like, oh, it's so insensitive. But you know, that song literally samples Wyclef's song, and Wyclef's song is actually about the guy. But anyway, and then also Push to Start by Tyler. Personally, if you ask me, I think Tyler's gonna take it for Push to Start. I think so. It's just, you know, Tyler has become very, very commercial, and she's also got like the attention of the American audience, and the Grammys is American, so that is my prediction. But yeah, these are the snubs, and I'm a little bit disappointed. I really was hoping that Iron Boy would feature Shake It to the Max, definitely Shake It to the Max, you know, given the global success that is chalked. I was just very surprised. But hey, you know what it is, the goalposts will always be shifted sometimes, and you know, you're never going to get it. But I think that, I don't want to say the Grammys is not important. I don't want to be one of those people. You know, when you don't win an award, when you get nominated, be like, hey, it's not about awards. No, it's a very important award. Cardi said it. They're still mad about that Grammy. Everybody wants one. You know what I mean? But it's disappointing, but I know that's not going to stop the flow. Molly's still going to work. Blacko's still going to work. Shatta's still going to work. We're still going to keep the Dino pushing. You know, Ghanaian music scene right now is literally like bopping on so many different levels, so many new entrants, and they're all very interesting. RC's got a new single out called Atia. I know you guys have been following. But that was Uber, baby, I'll pay the price. Cause me were feeling dead at the, feeling dead at the, oh my God. I really love RC's sound. I really love it. He's really like sticking to this Bugger High Life pocket, and it's doing well for him. Somebody tweeted at Kitty and said, don't you want to do a remix of Next Time I See You or something around? Do you remember how I've told you guys that I really love that song? You remind me of that girl I used to know. Same pretty face, same pretty body, same pretty everything. Now I'm soon to find you. Oh, ah, baby, I know, you're looking for somebody, I know, in Revolution, I don't know, like, that song, oh my God, it is Bugger High Life Reloaded, and I can definitely see and hear Kitty and RC do something, so I hope it works out. But yeah, anyway, guys, look, this is what I was able to gather for trending topics. I know, I feel like it's a bit scanty, but, talking about scanty, he was also a little bit under fire out for his video where he went to the north. People were complaining, first of all, about the thumbnail, given, you know, they used like a dusty road. It was obviously AI generated, but people were complaining that they felt like it was making people think that there are no more trouble roads to the north. It's given a different impression. And it was a whole thing. What are my thoughts on it? Let's move on to what we came here for.
Then go they watch in my face, see they vex it. Nyankupon and then sound on no icing. One makeko used to serve, but now we get options. Get to silence, sometimes it is such a. Things are going and I'm taking my lesson. See me go, me to me die. Try keep your one eye open. Left eye closed and the right eye working. One eye open, oh. See me da-da, me to me da-da. Keep your one eye open. One eye open, one eye open. One eye open, oh. I live in a city of police. I know they trying to be one of them sillies. I test my cities, I pay my gani, and I tread carefully.
This year, Black Sharif released his second studio album, that's Iron Boy, okay? And he survived the sophomore curse. There are no skips on this album. It's a solid album. And Black Sharif is an artist that I have been really eager to sit down with. You know, Black, he's in the same WhatsApp group as Rema, you know, Ira. I've been really eager to sit down with. And we finally got the chance to do this. And it was a great, great interview. So, hey, yeah. Guys, you can pause here. Go and get some water. Wash your hand. Excuse yourself. I don't know, whatever you need to do. Turn the volume up and get into this interview with Black Sharif. It's going to be one that you're definitely going to enjoy and learn a lot about. I'll catch you on the other side.
I need some help. Put my head on fire. Head on fire, can't cool. My head on fire, can't cool. Slowing down on the marijuana, baby. Spending time training my mental. Softly make I take it to the right place. K-bone, Samu, Nyim, Zemi, Denda. You can't testify, no be easy. No be who say, he say, she say. When you tear, say I need some healing. I be up, my home, I'm screaming. Father, father. My demons still day after me, oh. Principalities, phones, what I do. Make I know the verse, make a cool body, yo. Cause me cash, I'm a nyay, nimi, musu, oh. Na cash, how can you me, who you? And no one before.
Today we're joined by a man who's able to take life experiences and just turn it into poetry. He's what I call a generational talent, honestly. We have Black Sharif. Like, I, what? Black Sharif, also known as KK Rasta, KK Sharif.
The name Bunge.
It's very good. What's up? What's up?
I'm very good, bro.
How's your year going?
We did which month right now? And this has been November.
November, yeah.
It's been a long one, but a short one as well.
Actually.
Go like
very, it has gone really quick.
Really quick. Yeah. But sometimes too, if you track them, it's slow, small.
Some of the months.
Some of the
yeah,
months.
Yeah, like October was long.
Yeah, but I'm really having a good one. To
I know you dropped your album and you went on tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
How was that? Sold out London twice.
Two dates.
Like, how was that like?
The next day was crazy. So, you know, When you said dropped album, went on tour, literally, because the midnight the album dropped, that evening we had a show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when was DC? DC's date was, it was the 5th? Nah, it was 4th. Because the album dropped midnight, then that evening we played the first show. Mm-hmm. People came to the show. They were singing. How was it? It was crazy, bro.
Oh, they already knew the lyrics.
It was
to your
madness.
Show. No, but that's how it is. Oh, when a Black album drops, I don't know. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Sometimes I know. Sometimes I know.
Yeah.
You know.
So when you dropped the album, you did the show. At which point did you start going online to check like what people are saying?
I think when he said the album dropped, I do video for Wedding Boys, when I put on TikTok.
Yeah.
So that time that I did TikTok a lot. I don't know. There's something about the app that is so addictive. Yo,
no,
so addictive.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
And like when I'm there, I want to see every single thing.
Mm.
Yeah, if I'm there, I'm there. If I'm not there,
Which what's your favorite TikTok trend right now?
Which one? Wait.
My own is the one is like, fuck a money, no tears. You need a real nigga. Pick your.
Hey.
You not seen that one?
You say you did. You did the inside angles. I mean, I be on the surfaces, bro. Yeah. I know some of the dances.
Mm-hmm.
Some to the last minute song, maybe. That'd be one.
Yeah. Okay. I see. Your algorithm is different from mine. Yeah. Good. I saw you out at you had Jackie's album release, you had RS album release. Like, you're really supporting the fam.
Trust me. Like, we need each other.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. Like, we are all we have right now. If you do for me, I do for you. My man do for you, I do for my man. Like, so, stay connected and lift each other up. I'm not gonna lie.
It's really cool. I saw, it's like you stay throughout.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in this thing before. Like, people, they just come in.
Because I'm there to enjoy the thing.
Yeah.
I love the artists. I love the music.
True.
Yeah, I love, like, it not be just the music. It be there. Some of these artists, I know them personally.
Mm-hmm,
and I know them beyond the music.
Yeah.
Do you understand me? So sometimes it goes beyond that.
You know, let me tell you this story. The first time I saw you in person was front to back.
Yeah.
You were standing like at the back, and I was like two bodies next to you. And then somebody saw you and like, black hole. And then he went, he came back and he had a shot. And he was like, oh, I'll buy this shot. And you were like, oh, nah. And he was like, oh. And he said, oh, Charlie, yeah, wow. Then he drank it. Then he went, do you remember?
You know? That we were in 2027.
I don't remember the year, honestly. Like,
crazy.
Back then, like, people that struggle. You don't remember?
Yo.
I was asking, why didn't you take the drink?
Yes.
The guy was shy. He was shy. I remember.
Nah, man, you know, be shy.
Anyway, let's talk about Iron Boy.
Mm-hmm.
My first question. I saw the photos, right?
Right.
Why didn't you pick the one of you on the motorcycle?
On the that
one was sick. The full silver
thing, yeah.
It was sick. I feel like high on.
It was an option, to be honest.
Why did you go with that blue?
Because it was blue, man. Blue was the thing, to be honest. Blue,
is that your favorite color?
Not my favorite color, but like it described my mood. Creating the album and preparing to release the album, it described that the color blue described that mood so bad.
Mm.
Yeah, we had to go with the blue.
David Nichols, say shot it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, really?
Salute and say.
Yeah. I really don't photograph. So, okay, we're going to start with a victory song. Well, the first time I listened to the album,
right.
I didn't like that victory started.
Mm.
But then, you know, I always say 24 hours is not enough with an album. But after a while, I've understood.
Yeah.
Yeah, victory. I've seen in interviews, you're always talking about how you used to really hustle when you like used to dance at weddings, pack chairs and stuff. Like, where did that hustling spirit come from?
It came from enjoyment, you know, and pleasure for the thing, to be honest. Because maybe it'd be now or maybe some few months ago where I go describe my hustle. But like right now, if I really think about them, I enjoyed it. Else I wouldn't be going.
Mm.
I enjoyed dancing at weddings. Like, I enjoyed it. Do you understand me? So it was all like from interest and stuff like that, to be honest. Because I feel like if, even when it comes to hustle, if you do something where you know really they like, like there's always a deadline for when you go left at him.
Yeah.
Up to today, I know they stop dance. I know they stop sing. Do you understand?
Like that,
I
love video of you dancing to Dark Vibe song. You get a bad man. You really made a song really blow on Twitter with that dance. I'm telling you.
Really.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, okay. So, you know, I realize that there's like a little parallel where on The Villain I Never Was, you're talking about, you know, the work you had to put in and everything.
Right.
But on Iron Boy, especially listening to Victory song, it's like the POV has changed.
Right. Tell me, talk to me.
The POV has changed because, you know, in an interview, you talked about Bra Farouk. I don't know if he's your uncle or he's your cousin.
Farouk. Farouk is it?
No, not Farouk. Sorry. Yakubu. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He went to his house.
Uh-huh.
You saw that he was doing well for himself.
Yeah, right.
And you were like, nah, you told Sister Maria that you do some.
Yeah, Sister Maria brought me to Tema first time. So I went to Bra Yakubu's house.
Yeah.
I love the house. I fell in love with the house. I'm like, this is my cousin. This is my blood.
Yeah.
He's done this. I can actually, whatever I'm thinking. That time I wasn't in Kumaka. Wait. I was in JHS Surf that time. Even before I go Kumaka. So them were the times where, I used to come for vacation in Tema.
Like 13.
13, 14, yeah, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, you know, them time.
Yeah.
I used to come vacation. If we vacate, I will come Tema. I will come enjoy.
So you said that that really motivated you to like...
A lot, to be honest. It made me see beyond where I was living.
Yeah.
It made me see beyond that, that like, unlimited, like, it blow the cover from my... dreams, you understand?
The white boy say shattered the glass ceiling.
Right.
Yes.
Perfect description.
Yeah.
That'd be what it do for me.
True.
Yeah.
Because when I think about it, I'm like, this was one of my questions, like, what would like make somebody, you finish Kumaka,
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to go to uni.
Yeah.
But then you take money and then you come to Accra.
Yeah.
Your parents don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, what vim do you have in yourself?
Like,
do you get it?
To be honest, I wanted everything that's, I think opportunities, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reality shows, the texts from people to interview and stuff like, we explored all of that.
Yeah, you did. Wait, you did Hitmaker.
Yeah, we went for
Hitmaker. Mentor, right?
Audition. Yeah, we went for
one of your audition videos was like on TikTok for some time.
So I think the one you try and power be the one we do for Kumasi Mall. That was the first audition for Hitmaker.
Okay.
So we went there, we did that one, we qualified for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And we came to Accra for the second one before the boot camp.
Okay.
So you go do two auditions. You pass the first one, you come to Accra for the second one.
Oh, so you pass?
If you pass the second one, then you go to the boot camp.
Okay.
So there they go pick maybe the 10 people, they will go for the contest, the contest and everything.
Okay.
So I didn't pass for the Accra one.
Oh, okay.
And then next week was the for the mentor.
Mentor.
Yes. That one too, we go for the TV3. That one too, I didn't pass. So I went back. And then I took another money. And I
that you are coming to school.
School matter. I'm not gonna get money like that. So then everything I had to loop in the school matter.
Yeah.
So I took that money, went to record Mariana. That's a song I made with MOG. That was the first time I met MOG.
Mm.
Made that song. We dropped it. I went back to Konongo. We did some few small tours in the city. Just soldier being them things. Yeah.
Mm.
So, you know, it was just, we were amazed and like super enthused and exploring, to be honest.
You had motion, I feel like, you know, because you just kept it moving.
Yeah.
Because you go to one show, you didn't pick, you went to another one. Somebody would like use 3 months to recover before they come back in. Let's go on to one, right?
One, yeah.
I realized from your interviews that Be Bold is your father.
Be Bold is my father.
Because those days, I was fire burn Be Bold in garage. I was like, what is Be Bold? Like,
60 seconds.
Yeah. You've spoken very highly of like your dad and the relationship you have with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
You say he's your therapist.
Yeah.
And he taught you how to be a friend.
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean?
It be from how I saw him relate to his friends, even us, me at the lift for Konongo, we in the lift for Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And how, you know, in operations for Konongo are being handled by his friends, how he communicates with them. Like, do you get it? Do you get the MFA?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it be me. Like, it is sweet to me. Because, like, there are so many things that I admire about him that maybe me, I didn't pick. Do you understand me? You know, they say sometimes you grow up to be your father, right? But like, sometimes if I did that, I feel like I grew up to be a part of him.
Yeah, because you're also like part of somebody else. So it's a mixture.
To be, yeah. So I feel like being friendship and everything, I rate them so bad. Yeah.
One of the like standout things about this song is like the guitar.
Mm.
You guys, I had Joshua Muzi also. Like, so how do you, honestly, you have producers from Nicki Minaj's album on this and everything. How is the team reaching out to these guys? And you're like, you work with the best of the best. I'm just amazed. How do you go about this?
To be honest, you know this Nicki Minaj producer, you know, say he produced on Devil and Never Was as well.
Oh.
He likes my music.
Okay.
He sent beats and he likes who I am on his beats.
Mm.
He made Body as well. That's distinct.
That's my favorite song on
that. Yeah.
Just gonna say. Distinct.
He made Body as well. So I think right now and like the past years, I've been working with people who love music and love my perspectives on music as well. So like it's been very grounded, even our conversations, like starting something and growing relationships with Joshua, Sam, Joker. Like it gets beyond the music. It's even more personal.
How did you meet Joker?
I met Joker at, you know, Marins,
the singer.
Yes.
Marins
Omari. Yeah. I met Joker at Marius or Mario's Joe Willow studio.
Okay.
Yeah, first time I meet Joker be that. Uh-huh. Yeah, record like what year that was night. This? Is that 21
okay.
or 20? Maybe 2020. After they lift the lockdown or yeah, them times. Yeah. That'd be when I meet Joker.
Mm.
And Joker, since then, Joker gave me like one of my free studio times.
Mm.
Yeah, that time then they do national service. So we used to go skip the acting. We go in house, then we go.
Another hustler.
Yeah, go record. And like he also loved how I made music as well.
Mm.
Do you understand me? And like for like that time, our mind space and our enthusiasm level
was about the music so,
was
yeah. matching
so well. So like it was very seamless. So,
honestly, that's what you need. Like, if you have a dream and people around you are doing, like sometimes it can affect you. But I feel like you had people that like let's go.
Same.
Yeah. Really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So before we move on from this song, you said in an interview that your dad used to play a certain song every morning that you like.
Harvest Time.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I was literally playing before you came because I wanted to sing it with you.
Mm.
You make ready?
Yeah.
I'll start, sweet. I have the lyrics here.
You know all the lyrics?
No, I don't. I have it here.
Let's go.
No, but I like the song.
Uh-huh.
Give me the melody.
Y'all shall clean out the bad weeds,
and separate them from the
good,
cause the day of harvest is near.
Woy, y'all shall clean out the bad weeds, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near.
What did that song mean to you when, like, your dad used to play it?
You know, I found out the lyrics, I think, maybe 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But then that time I did class 5, class 4. It used to be just the melody. Very nostalgic for me, to be honest. And sometimes, even when I sing that song, I remember, like, you know, then times my dad used to come and there's this shampoo called Azur. Is it Azura or something?
I think so.
If I sing that song, it'd be that scent, it'd come. Yeah, I'd smell that scent every time I would sing that song because my poppy then in shampoo be that. So it was very nostalgic and very home for me.
Mm.
You know, yeah.
Cool, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think like Ghanaian fathers back then, because me, the reason why I like music is because my father, every Saturday, he picks one artist.
Mm.
He'll play Lumbe's entire catalog.
Everything.
Another weekend, Kojo entry, like, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it goes, Fireboy. You know, you've spoken about how the first time you listened to Apollo, you really liked it. What's your favorite from that album?
Favorite from Apollo. Wait.
The first about him, you say, I love you first.
Yo.
I don't know what you're doing.
Spell.
You put the spell. Spell. Yes, spell. Spell.
Yo.
Spell. Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo. That day, then I did Sev report, right?
Uh-huh.
I think the week after he dropped the album, right? Me, if I don't get earpiece, I know the feet. Listen to music. I don't go live.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I pick Moto, go Ashama, go get that earpiece. Come back house. Come back house. Come they soak the yo. What that song do to me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fireboy knows something.
Cool.
Yeah.
So how did you guys connect to make the song?
Like, I think he's always known. I've made it known to him that admires me. So this our collaboration, it's a long time coming.
Yeah. This was the second single from the album, right?
Was it first?
I think Rebel, it was the first. First. Okay.
First, yeah.
Rebel music came after.
Rebel music came before.
Before, yeah. That's why I thought it was there.
Yeah, Rebel music was supreme music.
What does that mean?
Yeah, that one it's an inside joke. I'm not sure say the joke. Real music or supreme music.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see. Mm. You know, when on this song, it's like you're talking to somebody.
Right.
And I don't know if it's the same person you're talking to on Oh Paradise.
Paradise.
But you're talking about You Make Me Want to Trap Again.
With you.
Yeah.
You know, there are sometimes I split myself into two and I speak.
To yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Saying
okay.
So like sometimes we put them in like a context of love and stuff like that. But like it's two person seeing myself, trying to tell myself not to forget who I was if I see the light or if I make the music.
Yeah.
Do you understand me? But that's from this perspective. That'd be why I make music. If you listen to it, you go see I'm different.
Differently.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting that like Ghanaians or maybe or majority always takes it from like the lover's angle?
But that's the muse though. You know? That's the muse. That's the work of the muse. Do you understand me? That's the work of the muse. Because I can't see the muse. I've never touched my muse before.
Mm-hmm.
It's an entity.
Because, you know, on Toxic Love City, for example, right? Yeah. When I listen to it, it's giving modern day struggles with the search for companionship. And then I think on the Plus 4 for podcast,
right.
you said it was just about love and relationships.
Yeah.
It's not tied to like actual romance. It can be the struggles of life or something. And I said, wow, why did I automatically think it was like just... Because it's true.
Because trust me, you know that sometimes... There's this song that I've made. I don't know. I call it Back to the Bone. It's not out yet, right?
Okay.
If you listen to it, it sounds so gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Like very, very gospel. But if I explain the lyrics to you,
mm-hmm.
it's very different. It's proper romance.
I see.
You understand me? Yeah. So, and I think that's one thing that fascinates me about music. How even tones can change the, like, the meanings of words, no matter how many times you hear. Like, there are some words that you know what it means, but I go use some tone, sing them, it go, your change, first hear go yeah. change the way it means to you and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So everything about that, it fascinates me so much. And that's why I'm still, I talk about muse a lot as an entity, something that you can't touch, you know.
I see.
Yeah.
Top of the morning.
Mm.
What are we talking about?
Top of the morning.
Decisions I made.
Decisions I made.
Yeah. Do you wear pajamas?
I mean, everything that I wear to sleep is in pajamas. Huh?
Oh, sir.
You understand me? So sometimes my pajamas should be some Supreme top or some.
Okay. Yeah. So, no, where were you pulling from?
So, my first fashion week in New York City,
mm-hmm.
I was recording during that same time. So, one time I come out, I think my session finished at like 3 a.m. studio. So at the beats I was supposed to record on, I took the beats, went back to my hotel.
Mm.
Like, I couldn't sleep. I stayed up till like maybe 5, 6 a.m. Mm. And I played the beats. And that was the first line that came to my head. Decisions I made
really?
In my pajamas. Oh. And I built it from there. What happens in the morning with me at that time? I talked to my puppy. He asked about what my music, the goal was this, that.
Mm. You know?
Yeah. And I just put it there.
Cool. Uh-huh. You know, that's his favorite song. Little. Zim. Yeah. Is that from Beanie Man's thing?
Nah. Yeah.
Where is it from?
I was just riding to the beat. You know, the second beat, yeah. the second verse or the verse, second part yeah. of the beat, it came bum, 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 bum. And my first line for that second part was sympathy. I'm like, yeah, let me just say this, sim, put emphasis on the sympathy. Made them know, say, this is what they talk. You know, because sympathy.
Okay, so it's just, emphasis.
Yeah, the emphasis.
Sympathy dance.
We can do say what are they? So that'd be emphasis. You know.
Gosh. Yeah. A true artist. Mm. Yeah, really cool. So sweetie phone in the mini skirt, you like
things in the mini skirt, you.
Omaha.
I'm trying to focus. Omaha will be on here.
Oh yeah.
Omaha, I'm almost so high. I'm trying. Yeah, back and forth, reciprocating.
Okay, that takes us into body.
Yeah.
Have you seen If You're Those Challenge?
I see.
You seen it?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to be sure. This is the best song on the album. And I
Black
feel like
body, eh?
I like, and I think it's Toxic Love City Part 2 in terms of theme.
I've heard that. This is like the third time.
Yeah. Nah, like, cause it's like, who is thinking at the beginning? Was ready, was
Oh, which one?
No. It was written on the style, you all break my heart. And then before, that's when you come.
That was in the beat already. Distinct made that.
Yeah. So is that his voice?
I'm not sure.
Nah.
I'm not sure that's his voice.
When I started the song and I heard it, yeah. I took it back. I knew.
I feel like one of the reasons that I picked that bass, Seth, be that voice in the beat. You understand?
Because it matches. It was something about written in the stars that you will break my heart.
Yeah.
And then you start talking about.
It was written in the stars which I could see in Clem.
Chai.
If I show you all my cards, you won't believe it. If I told you all my plans, would you believe me? And I am talking in the past. Yo,
I feel about never seen naturally. Where did you learn songwriting? Because you've spoken a lot about Kumaka and how you used to hit drums on the table for people to rap and things. I don't think I've ever heard the beginnings of your songwriting.
Because
honestly, it's one of your strengths.
It's crazy.
And I've told a lot of people, your music reminds me of Lord Kenya, Comfort Kwale, the storytelling they had on their albums. it makes you want to listen to the end.
Right.
In an era where people are like quickly looking for 2 minutes, but you're telling the story. Where does songwriting start from?
First time I ever write something was Pin Amang. That was my JHS 1. But it wasn't something that I took serious.
Mm.
But then before that, somewhere primary and stuff, we used to write 5-line poems and then things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I actually love poems as well. I feel like those are maybe one of the art stuff that I defeat finish very fast.
Was writing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Writing. Like I see stuff and I try to describe. Some example is when we went to Wooly Waterfalls, mm-hmm. right? To shoot Sacrifice. And I wrote like a, let me show you. How they come. This piece about how the water falls. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I go make you read them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So like writing for you, dear, is like,
yeah, I love it. Yeah.
I see.
How they come.
That's cool.
Let me show you. 1 second. Yeah. So I wrote this on 4th October 2025. Can you read that? This is how I visually see the waterfall.
The waterfalls or flows, perhaps shoots like lightning. It images a bunch of horses every second and maintains a healing sound in the most heavenly landing. The landing scene is a white smoke that rains forward. It blesses you even before you get close enough to get lost in its beauty.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
This is how I feel about writing, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Will you ever write a book? Do you think?
Right now, it sounds too much for me. Yeah, to be honest.
At the right time, I'm sure, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, really cool, really cool. Okay, so Sacrifice, what is the message behind Sacrifice? I hear you saying, would you tell me to sacrifice it all if I had a chance?
I'm like, if I could, you wouldn't tell me.
You wouldn't tell me?
If I made to me, I sacrifice it, be amawa. I'm in my own country. I'm in train my own country.
You just do it.
I'll just do it. But mean to me. Okay. So I'm just another person.
Okay. Okay. I couldn't understand it. I mean, me too, but yeah.
If I could, you wouldn't tell me to sacrifice it all.
I see.
I'm a
easy.
Easily.
But it's not something that's like, yeah.
Easy for me. I'm just another guy.
I see. You
know? I'm just another troubled man. Just another wounded boy.
What genre does that pull from Sacrifice? The way the song sounds, mm-hmm. is a bit more distinct from...
I don't know what genre it is, you know? Mm. I don't know what genre of music I make, to be honest. But like, I know the bedrocks of my rhythm and everything is high life and reggae. When I make the music, I don't put in any genre because it's a mixture of influences from hip hop to everything, you know?
It's good that you said that because I actually saw in one of your interviews, you said your mother introduced you to hip life or high life.
Yeah, my mom loves, what's the name? Oh my God.
Who?
Barrymore Sidney.
Oh, yes. Yo. Yes. One, yeah. And then your dad introduced you to reggae.
Reggae.
I actually think it's true. You said bedrock. Yeah, it's the foundation of your music.
Because
I feel like you have the consciousness and then you have like the rhythms and the stuff of Afrobeats.
Right.
True.
Right.
Okay. So now we've discovered where it's from. Sumobi, yo, I don't know. I like that song.
Yeah, Sumobi's
fire. On Is This It's Taken? You said it was your favorite song on the album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Slowing down on the marijuana, baby.
That's a cold ass line.
Like, that's, I feel like you know how to open a song.
That's real as it is, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Line. No, it really does deliver. In naming the album Iron Boy, would you say that you were intentional about having certain high life themes or sounds like in there?
Right.
Because like, remember that KDK, you know, those people, very hip life. Hello, Castano, you know, that era. Telephone.
Bad guy.
Were you intentional?
To be honest, I think, I can't help it with the high life and the reggae thing.
Yeah.
I can't help it. Cause like, I love music that heals, even listening. And having those two genres as like my bedrock or my foundation for how I receive sound there's always be a healing point in every single music that I'm, even if I make the music for the club, you might get healed in the club.
Yeah.
You understand me? Yeah. So I think the intentionality is in the muscles and in the body and it's in the head as well. Like it's registered. It's like constantly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. To like, to have my identity in everything that I make.
It's just natural. Mm-hmm. And when you create for, you know, relatability sells right now.
You say if you shoot gun, they say that the serial number, they register on the bullets before they fly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So me, every single, even if I did rap,
that's your stamp. There.
Uh-huh, the stamp day inside, the constant stamp.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. We Stay Real is more than just a slogan. It is a promise. At Thicker Tea House, we use fresh ingredients from farm to straw boba, real fruit to house-made syrups, loose leaf tea, and real milk. No preservatives, no nasties. Just pure natural deliciousness in every sip. Besties, we are more than just amazing bubble tea. The Thicker Tea House is a place to connect with friends, enjoy your finger-licking snacks, and a serene green space. So immerse yourself in the ultimate bubble tea experience. Open your favorite apps, ride-sharing, or menu finder delivery app, and enter Thicker Tea House, F-I-K-A, Tea House, you can spell it, to get directions, order a ride, or have your new favorite bubble tea and snacks delivered straight to you. Thicker Tea House, we stay real. Dreamer, you know, you speak very highly of Busum P. Young.
And
the first time I listened, I tell you, that was him at the end.
Yo,
is that
when I thought, see, me, I did try my best. I go give Busum in flowers every chair I go sit inside.
Yeah.
Because I believe, like, that this modern, our modern Ghanaian hip hop right now.
Mm-hmm.
A chunk of the sound come out from Busum.
Really?
Telling you, even the people with them, even once we know safe, he go register for inside.
Mm.
And like, I know they come sit here and mention names or anything.
Yeah.
But like, you see, somebody if you do something, right? Then the effects, it go come out from that, you know? People go learn without knowing that if it was from there.
Yeah. It's just inside there. You're like
oh. I did listen to some from Akumpan before, days before Ariesu, them times. I know the sound. I am a student of this modern Ghana hip hop and things.
Okay.
I do my research. It's like, I know where things are coming from and stuff. Mm. Do you understand me? And I believe Busum be one of the influences from the new.
Mm.
Yeah, hip hop. I'm telling you.
Yeah, because the end of the song,
ones, they know.
They know. No. I heard it and I was like, ah, this is very Busum P. Young. Yeah. Like, I know where this is.
Busum's cold.
Yeah. You know, so Dreamer, you're really talking about the fact that you are just really a dreamer. You're a go-getter. You want to, you know, what is your relationship with like fame? Because, you know, even in doing this podcast, like there are certain places that I go to, people be like, oh, I listen to you. And it's such a byproduct that I didn't think about when we first started,
right?
But has come. So when I'm looking at you on your level, you are literally a global musician, like global artist now. And I get a sense that you're a bit of an introvert.
Right.
You like to, huh? So how are you like dealing with this like dichotomy of your life? Fame is being the only way that you can do your music.
Sell the music, right?
Yeah.
Not even do.
Tell yourself. Yeah.
Famous, we'll make music.
Yeah. Hey. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
It's like, it's really a way of life, to be honest. But like I'm saying, it's very new to me. No matter how many years I stay being famous, it will always be new to me.
But you carry it well, though.
Very well. I'm trying. Right. Like, if I try, I manage it. Do you understand me? I work with it as like a, like I said it somewhere that it'd be a,
I think it was TV3 or something.
Yeah, I said it somewhere like fame be my acquaintance or something, like colleague, you know?
Yeah, true.
I did work with them for Black Sharif.
I see. Rebel Music. I recently met your guys, Eskijo and Papi.
You met Eskijo and Papi?
Yeah. We're at an event.
Wanna speak?
We spoke. Yeah. They were judging a fashion show. What's the name of the place?
For Kanta?
Kanta Manto. They came to the drip contest. Yeah, and we spoke. And they were telling me about Rebel Music. And I know you did, like, you actually styled the dances and stuff in there.
I know they tried it. Carry some of the credits.
Okay, you work with them. Yeah.
With them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We work together to make every single thing happen. Cause like, I feel like that'd be styling and like putting clothes together be one of the hobbies that we share on a personal level. Do you understand? Even if we don't have shows to go or interviews to go, sometimes they come out, make we just put fits together. We love it. Do you understand me? We love clothes.
Where did that come from?
Konoguzongo.
Oh, true.
Yeah,
true.
And we used to sell secondhand sandals and all of them stuff from my hall.
Oh, so okay.
Sometimes I will come out school, come then mapopi them the ship container. Like I used to sleep at the hall, right?
Okay.
The whole couches and everything will be filled with shoes.
Bills and
I just sleep for instance.
Oh, you never took a picture. That would be so cool, Charlie.
So I used to sleep inside.
Oh, okay. So the fashion is like, yeah. Do you think you're ever going to like go the Kanye route and like start a fashion label and then sell clothes?
Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't go inside as Black Sherry because I love people to buy my clothes because they are quality and they love it.
Not because of the name.
Black Sherry.
Okay.
You understand me?
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be how I devalue the craftsmanship of the clothes making and everything like that. You understand me? Yeah. But I really love clothes, to be honest.
Yeah, and it shows.
Yeah, if it hits me up, if you do some appearance where you feel like this one I have to stop now to hit.
Yeah, you style.
Hit me up.
You do it.
So call me and maybe come style proper. Let me tell you.
Every time they invite me to BGMs, I don't go because I don't have anything to wear.
Do next year. If you style, you know. Nice one.
Dope.
Next year, we're starting.
Who is what? When you say Bomi Auntie Dede, what do you mean?
See, Bomi Auntie Dede right now, Mr. Spinner, make a boss one for the killers. Where the thing say, wanna chimmy, gaja. So, like, turn the music up.
Oh,
Auntie Dede, Auntie Dede,
like, you know, yeah. Oh,
yeah. So play me that song. Make a boss.
I see.
I forget to play that song. Auntie Dede,
I think it was two guys.
4X4, right?
4X4, yeah.
So me say, play me that song.
Make a
boogie for people to see, say, now, nah, you understand.
Yeah. I like that part of the song, the vibe. Yeah, really cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, look, we them boys, it was very, for me, I was like, hey, this is a bit out of character.
Yeah.
We them boys. Mm-hmm. And the whole time, I just kept doing, hey, do you, whoever you're talking to, do you think they have caught the message?
Even once we, I know they talk to, I feel like they've too caught the message as well. Because I would say, you know, me and my teacher, right? I don't know what I've been saying. Me and my teacher, right?
Who's your teacher?
My teacher is Mr. Kofi Asamoah. He's my teacher.
Okay.
Yeah. But there are some words that we don't use in our lectures or like our classes. Like words like spiritual.
Okay.
Right. We say abstract.
Mm.
But spiritually, if I for summarize word and voice for you, I'll say it's an ego trip.
Okay.
It was like an ego trip kind of manifested in music. Yeah, that's what it is. To be honest, that's what the muse brought to me to make when I heard that beat.
Very entertaining.
Yeah.
You had the TL buzzing theories. I saw one guy, he broke it down.
But that guy is hard.
Yeah, no, I honestly.
Yeah, he's a cold guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I see that, and I'll go, actually go in page, go check more.
Yeah.
He's a student of
music.
Yeah.
The decoding was serious.
Yeah.
But did anybody reach out and say, hey, Charlie?
No. Because I don't mention anybody. No, I don't go for anybody directly. Like
but
that.
You know, I hate Dogo Hola. Alright, cool. Hi, homeboy.
Yeah.
What, like, did you start the song knowing that you're going to call it Iron Boy, or it was after you finished Iron? Because that's the name of the album.
Nah.
Which one came first?
Nah. I don't know. Mostly, we have working titles for the songs. But like some songs, their working titles stay as the title even
from beginning to end.
Yeah, from beginning to end. I don't remember Iron Boy, but I remember when we chose the name Iron Boy for it. Because, you know, in the song somewhere, Iron Boy.
In the song?
Yeah, in the song. Where? What's the line? Wait, Mini said I sign your vanity. I need him more than 17 to me that. And see me see, see they try give up on me to me plan. Head of time on the curve. I did try concentrate. Let a guy sat an effect. Please see palm of see him free me sway. Please see palm of my dad and so me sway. My pile of reasons why I don't wanna hear you mention me. Yes, it be an assimity. Just your crap and no fit deal. Nah, 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 nah. Peace bar, hallelujah, peace ko, alhamdulillah. You suck as mom and leave Ross alone, I own boy.
Ah, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Long journey, but we got there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
That is it's a nice song.
Mm, very,
it's
very
really nice song. Very. Is that that's the one that has the choir at the end, right?
Choir at the end.
No way.
That's changes.
Ah, yeah, here today.
Here
no.
today.
When you said that Krobian you were.
It's easy when you said that. You take the time to try. That's
how yeah, but there's no choir on that one. Eh?
No choir.
Okay, then I'm mixing with changes. Yeah, but that part is really like
very beautiful.
And you explained it on a certain interview you did that like your head is always in the clouds, so you think a lot.
Mm.
Which, by the way, from the villain, I you think a lot.
So much.
Yeah.
Sometimes I even think about how I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So sometimes I have to like calm down and then like try and be happy.
Yeah.
Right. That's the message I got. And you know, there's a lot of people alone. Me, I talk to myself.
Mm.
If I'm alone, I just like talk to myself.
Overanalyze everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun to be honest.
It's fun, but it can get crazy.
Yeah.
Cool, cool. But like, you know, one of the things that like, I feel like defines your, you can switch your, like in English, then you go into your pockets in tree, then you come back and then alhamdulillah, like, where does that come from? Cause you do it so well.
You know, I feel like it'd be my understanding of what creativity is, you know, the free will in creativity at the explore a lot. Like when I'm in the studio, like I could be making a song with like a particular storyline or something, but then I'll see some object in the studio and I'll find a way to make that object make sense in what I'm saying. I'll just speak it, just throwing stuff in there to make it make sense, like a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand me? Yeah. And sometimes like there's this song. There's one of the songs on the album that the actual starting of the story comes from after the first chorus.
That could be any of your songs, Charlie. Because also your sequences is not always, like I was saying, I feel like the sequences is always different.
So it's like, you say you watch movies and like, sometime two episodes in where you go, can't find out, say, oh, would this be what happened for, If I remember the song.
You say, cool. What made you pick She Vibes for Sin City?
Yo, me then, you know, say me then She, we forgive you guys another one.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's recorded.
We know record, but we speak about and we share the music. When we meet for LA. I think Sin City, I don't know, that was the last song we ever, like, that was the last.
On the, for the project?
For the project.
Oh, okay.
Not be the last song we record, but like the last song we finish. Cause they had a witch the save us for a long time.
Oh, yeah. He made you wait.
Yo, he called me about the song for like 5 times.
Why? What was,
like,
what was,
make a send new one. It's like, no, you won't do this. But I go ask for the meaning of this thing I said, the meaning of that, the meaning of that. As you know. So I just did it one time, like, bro, if you won't make a send new one, I'll be saying, nah, I'm like, I won't do this one.
Oh, okay.
The day he sent the verse.
So he was just like, he was doing research so that he matched, like, you know.
To be honest.
Okay. Well, you know, like a lot of people, when Shay Vice first came up, people were not taking him seriously.
Yeah, trust me.
Yeah.
Because they'd be very laid back. And how he understood the song as well. To be honest. Cause Shay, if you meet Shay, he go tell you, say, he ain't be pop star. You understand me? You have to take him lightly for him. Yeah.
But what's the, you know, like Nigerian artists, they're just confident. Yeah. They have it.
Yeah.
Cool. There's a part of this song, the pre-chorus. I feel like you are giving Lumbe a little bit.
Which one?
Sin City.
Which side?
The vocals that you give, the pre-chorus. It reminds me of this era of Lumba.
Yes, it can be a mini party. It's funny sometimes.
It was your cadence. It's an auto. You know, a young Lumba. Am I the only one that hears it? That's what it was giving me. Yeah, yeah, it was really giving me that.
Dua Babylon, Germany, London. Some young people and some Sicily and come. My entry be fine, left to right, one to low. My answer to her, Shia Muhammad, thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Shia Muhammad, thank you, Lord.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. I knew it. Aha. Me too, mine took long, like you. Yeah. So no, but like, yeah, Shea Vibes delivered on CCC. Yeah. Have you seen the conversation online about the fact that you didn't feature any Ghanaians when your album came out? A lot of people.
How they see? Maybe they say Ghanaian artist or singer.
Yeah.
But the album, the whole album, everything about the album is full of Ghanaians.
Ghanaians, yes.
From the people who shoot the videos to this, to backing, to guitars, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was. Even the producers, I had two Nigerian producers. All of the songs produced by Ghanaians. So, but like, I don't know why, you know, people talk.
That was my argument too. I was like, why are we like restricting features to featuring artists?
Yeah, just artists.
Yeah, because through and through, like there were Ghanaians on there.
Full Ghanaians, yeah.
I see. Okay. Oh, so are you?
I hear what they mean. And I have something for them.
Oh, you do?
I always do.
You always do. Yeah. Did you enjoy making Lomo Lomo?
Yo.
I feel like every time I see you performing Lomo Lomo, you're so happy.
Yeah. I loved making that song. I think we do that song finish before we go play the show for Legon, or we do finish where we come to. Yeah. Then me and Kitty get performance same time for Legon. So we meet for SGN Studio. He have the song already. Then that means I have the song already.
Uh-huh.
But then I won't make it day there as I didn't make the song.
Uh-huh.
You understand me? So we come, we play, I lay the verse. Because mostly I don't make songs like that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So as I get that song saying, you won't make it, even like, what can I say? And I love Sugar too as well.
Mm-hmm. Pick you up in the forest.
Pick you up in the forest. Bring it on, what is on your mind? You know, you need to say one
year. And Clyde.
Right, you bro.
Hey. You know, I think iOpen got a really good reception on your tour.
Yeah.
Like all the videos I saw from iOpen.
Super. Super.
Is that one of your favorite songs to perform live?
Ding, ding. I'm trying to remember what I actually like about performing a song. You see, after the second chorus,
mm-hmm.
we're done. Simi down. That'd be my favorite thing to do about that song on stage.
On stage, okay. Yeah. And I even saw some dance challenges that came out for me. Yeah.
From Coombs.
Oh, okay. Oh, he did that dance.
BBI. Yeah. He did that, right?
Simi down.
Yeah, Coombs. Bad guy.
It's like something, yeah. Nah, it was really cool. I was like, you know, you typically don't have dance challenges with your music. Mm-hmm. I've noticed.
But I'm a crazy dancer.
It's true.
You see what that?
Yeah. No, that's when you did the rebel. When you did the rebel music, I was like, why doesn't this guy dance?
Jackson,
more?
I did tell you that.
How easy?
When I make one, I wait. See, no. I say I have something for you.
Zama, you dance for us.
Calm down.
Yeah, because like, I watch rebel music. I say, this guy can dance
fully.
Wow.
Fully.
January 9th. Mm. I think that's another one that's visually, what were you going for? It was giving very psych word.
Very.
The video.
Uh-huh. And very strip. Nah. Visually for January 9th. Right.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do the just balloons for birthday type thing. You know? Very. What the man is. What his. When I say the man, I mean me.
You. Yes. Yes. Right now, I've understood it. Third person.
Like the mental space trying to describe and like black and white representing as Ibikidi. You understand me? Like very, 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 very infant, the aid in the man. You understand me? Very infanty, very. How I don't know how to describe it, to be honest, but like I don't want to use the word lonely, but like singling the man out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then going into some parts
of the mind.
Of the mind. Thing where, you understand me? Yeah.
And that was given like the, because I don't know if you were going for a psych ward, like, you know, white padded walls, sort of.
Not really psych.
Not really psych ward. Because I don't know, that's how I saw it.
Yeah, but I hear it.
That's how I saw it.
Yeah, with a bench and that empty room, shit, things like that representing.
Working out my mental.
Yeah.
Yeah. Changes. I want to know how you do your vocal layering. Do you sing all the parts?
You know, it took 2 days for me to finish laying vocals for Changes.
Mm.
I feel like up till now, that'd be one of the most, I think it'd be top one, Seth.
With the most, like,
to lay vocals. Because I was, how I needed the song, eh?
Mm.
Very, if I'm describing how I needed a song, like, if it's like a 10,000 capacity, no mic, singing to everybody's soul, 10,000 capacity, yeah. No mic. That'd be how I wanted to achieve the vocal thing for the song, yes.
Because the Christian word, Rasta, you are the truth, yeah. Rasta, you are the truth. Yeah.
We do like two choirs for that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I want to hear that live.
Uh-huh. Inshallah.
Yeah. So I see you're doing what you're calling like a soft tour before Zama. You've done the Prisek Bonfire.
Then we go Obuasi.
Okay.
Then after Obuasi, we go where? Winneso. Somewhere Sefi. Yeah.
Okay.
Touch base on everything before we can grand down for the Zama this
year. So what can people expect from this year's Zama? The very first one, what I liked about your show was that we don't have to wait till they enter see you. You were coming, you go, then you have a guest. I feel like that arrangement was solid.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you did Toxic Love City in a lighted up blue cloud and you were wearing a suit.
Blue.
Yeah, I think Six worked on your the stage design.
Six did. Kamizaroku. Six and Madonna.
Yeah. Madonna. I said, what?
Mm-hmm.
And so I came back again next year.
Yeah,
so like, I feel like you really put a lot of effort in your visuals.
Mm.
So what can we expect?
This year, first growth, to be honest. And like we see, we ask when we talk about growth, we mean it, to be honest. Cause there somewhere around, even vocal, right? Somewhere around 2021, comparing the songs I made then and now, it's a significant change in even how I see my voice and how I want to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand me? So like sonically, a lot of growth and like so much intentionality. You understand? Cause how to be very intentional with the things we represent, the art we make and how we represent ourselves, even on stage and stuff. It grows every time. And like sometimes we brute force it to grow.
Brute force. Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
So I feel like it's, I don't want to cap it.
Limitless expectations. Yeah,
limitless.
But we will be fed.
You
basically
you
like
guys will be fed.
Yeah, I see that. Like, yeah.
However, you say if you go show, you get some, even if you don't speak it, right? Mm-hmm. There are some expectations in you that lies in your unconsciousness or something. You go come, we go fill that one up, sound top armor for you again.
But
yeah,
simply put, okay. So when you're creating an album, would you say that you have like expectations for how it is going to do, or you just like put it out and then it's like whatever it's going to do, it's going to do?
What is going to do, to be honest, I don't have expectations for how the album is going to do outside. My expectations are what it's going to sound like when I'm ready to drop it.
I ask because like Sacrifice has spent 25 weeks on Apple Music number one. Like for example, when you were making the music, would you say, oh, this song features this, like, do you have those kind of expectations?
There are songs that we over love. Song like Sumobi, I over love that song. Yeah, so that one, like, normally that one said, if they happen in normal conversations, we try predict destinies for the songs. Do you understand me? Yeah, those are the things.
Oh, destinies for the songs. Yeah. Okay, but not the project as a whole.
Yeah. Like say the project together. It happens with the songs, to be honest. Say, but I never actually sit, say, this project is, I believe it's going to do this. It's the songs. And I know the songs. These songs are my babies. I know how great they are. So I can't even try to cap their ability.
Yeah, and how far they'll go
together. Yeah. If it, how much power they have together. I don't even try to measure it.
Mm.
Yeah. But I know the songs and I know how heavy they be. Singularly, because every single song Pan Iron Boy, it's heavy.
No skips.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Same thing. You have two no skip albums.
Mm.
Had also like, so yeah, right now your album is the most streamed on Spotify. You are the most streamed Ghanaian artist on AudioMac.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Do these things, you hear these things when you think back to, look, one of the interviews I watched when I was getting ready for this was the one you did with Kwaku Mainoo. Do you remember that interview?
Oh, yes.
Bravo. Really? You've changed. Yeah. So you look. You had your sling bag. Bro. I remember. Bro. Yo, Blanco, you come far. You know what I mean?
And my sauce cap.
Like right now, like most stream can. Yeah. Yes, flower top, yeah. Black and red.
I remember.
Most stream can audio mark right now. Like, how does that feel? Like, do you ever look back and do those
things? I don't spend so much time reading about them things because it make a. It puts me very far from Black Sheriff.
Mm. Okay.
If I read that too much, you know, or if I continue to see that too much, like I try visualize them proper for it.
Okay.
Like, if I consume these achievements plenty, right? It make me say if I see Black Sheriff from far too much.
Ah, okay.
You know? Cause sometimes, I feel like by default, accolades they make are the very super, super shy.
Mm.
Yeah.
So if you're going to say best international flow BT, not open someone today.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Cause I don't know if it scares me sometimes. Cause like one of the most recurring advices you hear every time be grounded, don't lose your services.
Mm-hmm.
So they register and all of them. So if they mention your name too much like that and say this, you do this number one. I try to distance myself from that
those things,
so much, you know. Yeah. To a fault. Yeah. Or sometimes some things that you see.
You have to like
Ifo champion them, but like
small Ifo, self, yeah, sometimes
not
small.
To, yeah, not to him, you know.
I see.
It'd be very I'm still finding ways to like deal with that. Or like the proper ways to deal with that, to be honest.
Mm.
Yeah. I know figure it all out yet, how to deal with the accolades and everything.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, to be honest, yeah.
Because I was speaking to Kamido recently and we're talking about this thing Jackie said that, you know, celebrities try to shy away from being out too much because of the fear of negative public perception. It's like, you can just go to a party and then something that you were doing in 2 seconds, when it comes online, someone will give a different story.
Different,
you know, and she was like, she's tired of that, so she doesn't go out anymore.
Ah, oh no. No. I feel her though. Mm. I feel her though. But that's in, I try making who they exist on my side.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? What people really think about you. They talk, oh. Even
the talk ones, is cheap, eh?
Yeah, bro.
Free and is.
They talk. People will talk. You understand me? So if I for day somewhere, I go.
Mm-hmm.
They like say what I think they go do this. Nah, to be honest. And like everybody, they how they process that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody they, if for, stay away from that thing. So say, cause mental space, it'd be very, very valuable for somebody they create, artists, creators and stuff. So everybody then, how are they protecting you?
Mm.
Do you understand me? So people have different approaches to all of this stuff. Somebody they, you won't come safe, may you talk the negative thing. Ego,
jinjam, yes.
Yeah. Somebody
they need haters to survive. Yeah. Like
and somebody today, mental no need that. So not stay away from that. So just know yourself. If you know yourself, then how you they move.
Cool.
Bravo.
Cool.
Yes,
do you have like a set number of years or whatever between each album? Like when can we expect? I know usually we are in the same year that you dropped it. We are like, when is the next one? But like,
yeah.
How long is it going to take?
See, if we drop our album next year, March, you know. I'm not gonna lie. Because the music day.
Yeah.
Yeah. The music day. And mostly how we serve, we prepare albums. Free game. How we prepare albums, we say. Like, we choose maybe 9 months of recording, right?
Mm.
And the stories, like, every three months we are caught, right? I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
The stories from the first month, second month, third month, through the music, we best describe where the man is right now,
mm-hmm.
through the whole eras of the music that we've made. And mm-hmm. that's the album.
And what if the man is in different, like in all that months, the man keeps changing?
There's a cohesion. There'll always be a cohesion. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
There will always be.
So for example, where you were when you made Body, was not necessarily where you were when you made Sumobi, like mentally.
But it comes down to stuff like tones, how I want to use tones.
Mm.
It's not even the stories. Like how I recorded Body. Some ad lib I did that kind of tickled my brain somewhere. With that same texture, when I'm making Sumobi, I'll try to explore that same texture in Sumobi. Like, it just keeps going like that. Yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm.
You're dope. I like you, Black Sherry. I feel like the first time I used to do reels and I used Second Sim on one of my reels, because the first time I heard it, I was like, this is really, yeah. What is one thing you want Ghanaians, and this is my last question, one thing you want Ghanaians to understand about you? And the reason why I ask this question is, this country, they expect everybody to be a monolith. Kofi and Amah. It's like this one thing. So when people show some personality that's like different from the frail, it's a lot of, hey, yeah. So I usually ask people, what do you want Ghanaians to understand about you, who you are? Black Sherif, the man, the icon in the making, the artist,
what do I want them
to understand about who you are? To understand
about who I am.
Yes.
Do I really want them to understand?
I don't see a lie. Like,
you know, I don't think I really want them to understand who I am. Because, I don't know, I think we spend our whole lives finding who we are, you know?
So even you yourself, sometimes you are not even fully aware of who you are, because it's like you are in a transition stage all the time.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
and even the thing, the music that I make, every single recording, I learn something.
Because
I didn't go to music school. But I've listened to music and I have a gift making music and turning my poetry into music. There's so much I don't understand, even about my abilities, some things like that. You know, I feel like I want them to understand that I'm a journey.
We are still on it.
I am still on it. Yes.
True. All right. Thanks, Black Sherry, for coming. I really enjoyed the interview.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you did it too.
To be honest. Before run, I'm back.
Just anytime, Kingsley. Yeah, anytime. Yeah. Okay, guys, we'll be right back to the shout outs.
Problem there, better call Jesus. I'm only big man, not the ball on me. I watch your face, I seen the hope and it dawn on me. Everything could have been lovely, but I'm just another guy, I'm just another guy. Obsessed to my morals, concerned with my liberty. Options overflow, I'm not gonna lie, there's a change in my energy. Praying I never go down, if I step down, toes my apologies. Everything could have been lovely, but I'm just another guy, just another guy. If I could, you wouldn't tell me to sacrifice it all. But I'm just another guy, just another guy. If I could, you wouldn't tell me to sacrifice it all. But I'm just another guy, just another guy. Money I want, give me day one. Get crypto, dollar city safer. Call me, let's talk, and I'll go see you later. Lucky champion, then no fit to bring them. Down with them now, I'm in a final boss. 1,000 bullets to my body on form. Samurai swings, what a situation. But when the money long, you know fit to take them. With the party day long.
All right, we're back. Okay. Now tell me you did not enjoy that. Tell me that wasn't insightful. Tell me you're not like, I want more. Exactly. No. I had a great time. You know, Black Hole is really down to earth. You know, when he put up, it's so funny. When he pulled up, like, he had a little entourage, you know, like those, like, Farouk is kind of like on his media team. He takes all his photos. He had like a video person, about two or three people, other people. You know, and I remember little, like, my camera guy, he was like, oh my goodness. Omo domo. No, but he really put up, and wait, Black Hole smelled really nice. He entered the studio and the perfume took up the whole place and it was a very pleasant smell. So I really had fun. Even when the cameras were not rolling, like after that, those conversations with the crew and like he was interacting with everybody. He's a really down-to-earth person and I really enjoyed this interview. My biggest challenge in putting this interview together was like the questions. I had so many things to ask and, he was like, oh, let's do it again. And that's the funny thing. A lot of artists say that. The only repeat artist we've had is Kitty. Shout out to Kitty. And, it's fine. Sometimes it's well-intentioned and sometimes, you know, but I do hope that, like, you know, he means it because he's a great person to have. You know, when you do interviews, let me tell you something, you definitely do benefit from having a great interview if the person that you're interviewing, like, really knows how to keep a conversation going and is, like, just a great personality, you know. And that was Black Hole. I really enjoyed it. Definitely, definitely enjoyed it. And I hope you guys did too. Run it up. Let people know. Black Hole is on Sincerely Accra. You know what it is. Okay, guys. It's time for us to get into our listener letter.
It was written in the stars, wish I could see clear. If I show you all my cards, you wouldn't believe it. If I told you all my plans, would you believe me? And I am talking in the past, I'm trying to heal me. Beman su mo sane, beman su bachale. Beman su mi astane, beman su naturale. Finally, asante, akaina china chale. Oba unti ni perspective, si babe tane. You say you love me, you swear you trust me. We move it somewhere, love, I'm getting tired. My soul is drifting away. You say you love me, you swear you trust me. We move it somewhere, mama, you are getting out of hand. And I am getting tired. My soul is drifting away. But my body wants you. You know my body wants you.
What am I gonna call you? What am I gonna call you? Okay. This is, let me see. Okay, this is a girl. I'm gonna call you Mariama. Yes, I'm gonna call you Mariama. Okay, so Mariama says, so I'm a 23-year-old girl living in Accra, minding my business, drinking my sachet water, and trying to build soft life in this hard economy. But my best friend, let's call him Kwame, has decided to confuse me spiritually and emotionally. Okay. Kwame and I have been close since SHS. Like the type of close where people always say, oh, you people are dating, and we both laugh loudly because, please, we don't do that. Or so I thought. Last week, we were at this place watching a series, and out of nowhere, this boy paused the TV, turned to me and said, I think I'm catching feelings. As if I'm a ball he's catching. Mariama has jokes, y'all. Before I could even process, he added, but don't worry, I won't act on it unless you want me to. Oh, slick. He put the ball in your court, girl. Now what you gonna do? That's slick. Sincerely Accra, I just froze. Now you're referring to all of us as an entity. Sincerely Accra, I just froze. The issue is, I think I like him too, but here's the yawa. He's currently talking to someone, not official, but the baby's always posting him on her Snapchats with my man and has eye captions, even though that's not her man. And I don't want to be the villain in someone else's Instagram story. Also, if we date and it goes wrong, I lose my best friend and my potential husband, because honestly, this boy is husband material 6 yards. But if we don't date and he goes to marry that Snapchat girl, hey, not Snapchat girl, oh my God, I'll cry at the wedding and pretend it's allergies. So what do I do? Do I confess my feelings and enter potential premium enjoyment? Or do I keep quiet, act like a responsible adult, and go and concentrate on my life? So, you know, there's a lot of things happening here. I don't even know why this is an issue. Okay, the boy has said that he likes you, but he will not act on it unless you want him to. And you are telling me that you like him. So what is the problem?
There's this thing that people do every time where they start to look at all the negatives and all the possible things that can go wrong. Let me tell you something. You will say that, oh, this boy is my friend. I don't want to lose him as a friend. Whatever, 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 right? You keep him. And then you go and meet somebody else. And oh, that's the one. And then you meet a person and it will not end well. Why is that when you meet a stranger or you meet somebody that has not been your friend from whatever, the consideration here is, oh, because I've not known him for long, if it goes bad, it goes bad. Let me tell you something. You can be friends with somebody for 10 years, eh? And 1 year will change that. Stop this whole idea of sunk cost. Oh, we've been friends since SHS and so whatever. Don't you have friends that you... Now when you're mobile, because you're free. I'm your close. As the moon, you're close, boom. Nothing has happened. It's just time and distance and age and things just draws you guys apart. I don't know. Because here's the thing. The streets are rugged. This is somebody that you have known since SHS. You have an idea of who he is. And you yourself, you're saying husband material. That means, what's when you know? What's per boy, you know? Me assure said the Ghanaian socialization of Mbam per BM, you have never thought about it to bring it up in your mind because your mind, you're like, the boy is the one supposed to ask. The boy has asked right now. And that's the thing. Right now, the way society is, he also cannot just make a move like that because he needs to make sure that, you know, in why are you not crazy? He has done, why be bold? Why bold? In the Wakatra also, pale. In see, the ball is in your court. If you like him, I don't know. Why are we looking at the negatives? And what makes you think that if, and this is the funny thing for me. What makes you think that after him telling you that he has feelings for you, and honestly, this should not be something that pushes you that, oh, because he has told you that he has feelings for you now, things will be awkward. So you have to say yes. No, I'm just saying that. Like, you are assuming if you enter the thing and it doesn't go well, you lose your friend and your... Why? Why? Why can't you just laugh and say, I'm fat? Now my yard for four, now my movie on. Oh, I'm fat. Then you laugh. You know, if you guys are really that good friends and whatever, you know, I know feelings can come inside and get complex, but let me say something. When it gets to that stage, all you guys need is 1 month apart. Yes, 4 weeks of no contact will be okay. Oh, yes. Out of sight, 4 weeks will be okay. But my thing is, I even think just him expressing his feelings towards you, it just complicates things a little bit. You know, if you didn't have feelings for him, then it would become some way because now how do you navigate? But you actually do have feelings for him. And so what game are you about to play? I don't know. Yo, people, hey, take the risk. Take that bloody risk. Risk it and get the biscuit. No risk, no reward. Yes. Even if it's 1 year, 6 months, 3 months of something sweet, look nice, look there though. Enjoy it for what it is and move on. I don't know why y'all always want to like, look, you cannot overly think and overly plan and overly predict your way out of pain and loss and all of these things. It will happen either way. If it's not him, it's somebody else. Right? Wouldn't you rather it's somebody that's like a bit more like somebody that you know? So it's only guy will be considered feelings because there's a friendship at stake and things. So on basa basa, even if it has to end, things become awkward. I don't know. That's how I think about it, Mariama. So personally, I'll say go down the line, see what happens. Yeah. Even if it's for 2 months, 3 months, you enjoyed it while it lasted. So yeah, this is a non-issue for me. That's what I think. Yeah. Yeah, Mariama. Anyway, that's it. If you have anything to say to Mariama, you know what to do. Hit us up on our socials, share your opinions, hashtag sincerelyacra. Let's hear from you. And look, if you have a dilemma, you have things that you are thinking about and you need some help, send us a DM on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok, and we could be reading your letter here and giving you advice. That's all. We'll be right back to do the shout outs. Well, shit. December is coming. What are y'all doing? We're throwing a party. Yes, our day is back this time around this year. It's on the 20th of December. And guys, girlies, you do not want to miss this one. We're back with a new venue, Rehab Beach Club. New date, 20th December, same time, 5 p.m. And this time around, we're giving you three special DJs. We've got DJ Nate, Official Kwame, who's also going to be emceeing, and Wellbe. Yes, we're giving you a Y2K party like never before. We're taking it back to the roots. And this time around, listen, we want you to step it up. Yes, we're giving away a prize to the best dressed. Pull up in your Y2K looks. Dressed to kill, but with a class. Catch that reference. Look, this year's Our Day Party is going to be so much fun. We've got games, and we're in the mood to give away things. So come with a good time. And you will not be disappointed. We're having a ball. We're having a party. We're having a good, good time. Merry Christmas in advance. Tickets in the link in our bio. See you on the 20th of December. And listen, our 5 p.m. is our 5 p.m. Be there or be squared. All right, so for this episode, I want to shout out a couple of people. I want to shout Kamal. I want to shout out Ms. Van Leer. I want to shout out the girl that did her research on us. Oh my God. Inis Fafalitago. And Nanama. Yes. Okay. I'm forgetting one. And Walter Senna. Yes. These guys, we needed to do some research. You know, we're doing some business. We are reworking some things on the podcast, you know, trying to work things around. That's why we're even asking for a new segment host and things like that, because we want to do a new direction, a new vision and whatever. And we had to do some research. And I asked on my Instagram that I want 5 people who are willing to answer some questions and do an interview for us to get some data on our listeners, and they volunteered. So Fafali, Kamal, Nanama, Walter, and Ines, thank you so much for participating in that. I'm truly, truly appreciative of the time that you spent to give us the information that we need. And because of those 5 people, the podcast is going to become better for all of you. So sincerely, Accra, sincerities. Yes. Okay, now before I go, I want to remind you guys, on the 20th of December, our day party is coming back live at Rehab Beach Club. Yes, next to Sandbox. Come and let's have the best Y2K party ever. Come in your best fits, Y2K fits, because we're going to give away prizes, okay? Best Dress Winner prize, Most Active Binya prize. We'll play some games, the Winya prize. We have 3 amazing DJs. Wellbe, we have DJ Nate, Official Kwame, who's going to be emceeing and DJing. And they're going to give you Y2K from different kind of vibes. Well, different kind of, but it's going to be Y2K. You're going to want to be there, okay? Hit the link in the bio, get a ticket, and see you on the 20th of December at Rehab Beach Club. Look, it's time for me to get out of here. I know you've enjoyed this episode. Rate is how you're supposed to rate it. Tell people about it. And keep checking for us, because you know it's always a good time on Sincerely Accra. I'm going to give a quick shout out to my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori, and of course, the GCR Network. Hey, keep checking for us, because you know it's a good time. That's it for Sincerely Accra. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye.
I'm bored. Make it worth you, I'm bored. Purple lips and rose stone. This has been a Gold Coast Report production.